So this time, you're not going to hear the bubble of a bong or the exhale, because if you're watching this, you can see what I've got going on here. That's right. Today we're starting the show with the Stundenglas. Yeah, I can't wait. I bought it a couple weeks ago. I just moved it down to the podcast room. So we're going to start this one off with a little hit from the Stundenglas. And because this today we're going to talk about, you know, aliens, because Mexico apparently found some. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what the deal is. So I figured, why not blast into outer space with a wicked awesome gravity bong and some galactic runts by Tribal. That's right. We're going galactic, baby. This bowl is not as clean as I thought it was. But so for those of you missing the bubble and the, you know, this time we're going to do something a little cooler, a little more space-agey kind of thing going on here. I think I should have washed this better. Jesus, what is happening here? It's not in the greatest condition, this banger. Anyway, I'll have to get a new one. So I hope you're ready to try out some Stundenglas with some Galactic Runts by Tribal. I'll tell you this, I've already tried the Galactic Runts. First thing I'll say is that the Stundenglas, you gotta practice that shit. It's like when I was using the Big Bong for the first time, it'll shut you down if you're not too sure. Oh, this isn't Galactic Runts, damn it. Hold on one sec, I'll be right back with some Galactic Runts. All right, now that I had to run up and get that, hold on one second here. Let's try that again. This is one hell of a way to open the show, Justin. Good job, buddy. Let's reheat that banger a little bit more. I know it wasn't gone long, but just in case, you know, sometimes some of these cheap ones don't really keep their heat all that well. You know? They lose heat real quick. Okay. All right, so now we're heated up. We've got our little green carb cap to go with it, and now I finally have the Galactic Runts. One thing I will say about the Galactic Runts is that it's more like a sauce. So it's a little bit runny. I would put it, the other day I tried it with Turple from Nugs. Ooh, dude, yum, yum, yum. The fresh frozen hash rosin. It was really good. But yeah, so this Galactic Runts is an indica. It's 79% with a 10.8% terp profile, with 2.9% limonene and 2.5% farnesene. So it's an indica for sure. Now, here we go. Let's hit this bad boy. And then let's talk about space, baby. Well, more so aliens and like what the potential existence of aliens really is. You know what I'm saying? So the Stundenglas is a gravity bong that you fill with water on both in one side. And then when you flip it over, the water forces the smoke or vapor, depending, into the air. Woo! There we go. Now, see, watch when you flip it. Fadoom! Now all that smoke is coming, going in there, filling her up. And then you flip it over, and it comes out. Try to go as much as you can. Flip it again. And halfway through, we say, "Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem." Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, for starting your weekend off right, baby. Man, I loaded that up pretty good. And the best part about the Stundenglas is that, like, for me, it's better for dabs. You can use flour in it if you want to, but the dabs, oh, dude, it's like drink it. It's like candy. It's weed candy for real, because you don't get any of the nastiness from it. You just get straight flavor and straight high. It's awesome. And you can keep flipping it forever sometimes. I hope you counted how many flips I took. Because I did not. I don't know if you could see the exhale, but it's still pretty strong. You don't really have to put your mouth on the mouthpiece. You can just like inhale it because it pushes it into your face. But yeah, it's fucking awesome. So that's what we just smoked in the Stunden glass to start the show. I'll have to count. I don't know how many flips I did. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4. 4 full flips and then a couple extras like with half the smoke in it. But yeah, it gets you all jazzed up. First time you take it, it does not get you jazzed up. It gets you fucking hot. And with flower in it, flower is a little bit more difficult in that, like just to take the hit of, because like, so it comes, well, okay, first things first, where the banger is, if you're watching this, where the banger goes, that will fit any 14 millimeter bowl. So you could put like herb bowl in there, whatever will fit. Ideally, I want to get, the G-Pen E-Nail, because then you just press a button and it goes, and then you can just flip it as many times as you want, load it right up, do whatever you're going to do, right? It's a really nice smoke. It gets you fucked up, though, like super fucked up, especially the first time. I was on a verge of a green out, but like, keeping my shit together, but at the same time, I was like, if I had taken one more flip of this, I might be dead. Not really, but it's a lot to take in the first shot. So, welcome to the show. I hope you had a good week. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope life is treating you right, and I hope you're having a good time. That's right. And so for today's pre-roll as well, we're going to smoke OZ Kush Cake, which is an infused... I want to say it's an indica, because it's Kush Cake. Yeah, it's an indica, and it's got ice water hash in it. When we first got these at the shop, I bought like one every day for when I got home from work for like 4 days straight. Yeah, I had a problem. I had to put them down, but they are really well done. Their total THC with the hash and everything is 44.5%. They look like... that they're 1 gram, and they will also make your world change and take you to fucking outer space. So one thing that I'm always interested, just as like a human being, right, is aliens, because I feel like this is my honest opinion of the situation. Okay, I feel like it's very pompous of us to believe that we are the only life in the galaxy, right? So recently, down in Mexico, they brought out these two supposed mummified remains of aliens who are definitely not human. Okay. So obviously, like, people are excited about this. Like, this could mean mummies. this could be mummies. This could mean aliens. Woohoo! You know? One of the things I noticed while I was watching this is that the one of them definitely looks like an early idea of what Yoda should be. You know what I mean? Or like the starting reference point for what Yoda's gonna become. Like George Lucas played a big game on us and like hid these things. He was like, okay, these are good, but oh, let's do that one, you know? As much as I wanna believe that there are aliens out there, I don't think those things are aliens. One of the big things, there's an article on Forbes, where they sort of outline the whole situation, because, you know, this went to Congress and everything. So they were telling everybody how these are mummified aliens from over 1,000 years ago, and body scans have shown that one of them has like eggs in its stomach, right? Like, okay, but could they not be spider eggs or like snake eggs or like any other kind of egg, you know? Because like, it's been entombed for how long? Who knows what's in there that's laying eggs in its belly? But then if you actually look at them, okay, they look like, I don't know if you, like, they don't look like like a real mummification of something. You know what I mean? Like, they look like a toy. They look like a mock-up of Yoda. I'm not lying. But what I'm thinking is, this is all brought me back to the idea of like, what would life throughout the universe look like if we weren't alone? Because, like I said, I don't necessarily believe that we're the only living thing in the universe. I mean, that's pretty goddamn, pompous of us to think that we're the only things out there in the universe, in such a vast universe that we don't really understand, you know? I would be surprised if there was nothing else. Do I think that they're like little gray aliens like we picture it? No. I think that we can only think of things that we can only know what we know. We can't come up with something. At least I haven't seen it really. I've seen like renditions of other people's ideas and spinning off of that. But there's very few people, in my opinion, that can come up with something that nobody else knows, like figure out this idea or formula or whatever. I know that it happens, but it's a minute amount, right? So I wonder if there is life out there, if it would look like anything that we depict. Like, would it be like Alien? I don't know. Maybe there's. I also don't know if there's like an intergalactic war. But here's the thing, okay? So if you're an advanced life form, something to the point that can travel to like light years to another planet to observe and hang out and see what's going on, like you're way more mentally advanced than we are, right? So why would you come here to just murder everything? Like, I feel like that's more a real like human feeling. Is us being worried that something's gonna come get us, so we automatically kill it. Like, if you look at Arrival's a really good one because I think that would be more so the situation where humans fuck up the contact as opposed to the aliens coming down to be like, oh, we'll kill you, blah, 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 you know? I feel like if there are intergalactic species that are capable of going from planet to planet, they would have a higher level of intelligence, emotional and physical awareness to know that all the petty shit that we fight over is just bullshit. And part of me thinks that maybe they are just here, like observing and, watching us run ourselves to our demise. But I also think that there's got to be the potential that, like what Carl Sagan was saying, that there's different dimensions. So there's stuff that we don't even see and can't comprehend because we're not developed enough to get it, right? So one thing, oh shit. Heater. Oh. The ash. Oh, come on, really? Hold on a second. You know what happened? I got a heater burning on my fucking table. No bueno, bud. Ow. Sorry, folks. Burnt two holes in my tablecloth because my joint fell apart. Carmel, I love you guys, but what happened there? It just fell off. I didn't even do anything. Not cool, bro. That's the first time it's happened out of like five joints, though. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, so I don't necessarily believe that aliens are what we perceive of them. Like how we've been thinking they look and like this reptilian talk and all this stuff. I don't think that's the case. I think if there are aliens or other beings out there, they could be on different levels, different planes, different things can, like, that we don't even understand and can't comprehend because if you think about the idea of evolution, you have to believe that eventually, at some point, you would get to the idea and understanding that there is more out there than what you can figure, right? So you'd have to almost expect that whatever you think something might be, you can't guarantee it because you can't put your hand on it. Maybe in some cases you can't even fathom it. But do I think that those those mummified aliens are aliens? No. I think maybe they were like, I think they're fakes. That's what I think. Because anytime anybody comes out with something like that or like a Bigfoot thing, it's always some kind of big hoopla and then some bullshit. And like you look at that and you go, that's not even like, have you ever seen a mummy? You know, like this, the what do you call it? Like whatever they wrap them in, that contours their body. These things are like perfect squares, super tight, like they're almost chiseled out of like really soft clay or something. And the reference point was fucking Yoda. That's what I think. But I don't know. Do you think, okay, so I know I've said this before, I think in a podcast, like one of my first ones about aliens. But like, do you think that there is this intergalactic, if we could get out of our own galaxy or solar system or whatever, it's not solar system, but if we could travel farther into outer space and start planet hopping, right? Would you run into sort of like a Star Trek or Star Wars kind of situation? I don't know. I think that's a reflection of like human thought, not necessarily somebody that is capable of seeing how other planets happen. You know what I mean? Like you have to have a greater understanding of everything to be able to do that. So how could we fathom what an alien looks like? I think it's just the things that sort of, it's the things that we think it should look like. Because we don't have any real reference point. We're just like, okay, well, it should be this. But what if it's just like a mist, you know, of like microscopic particles like that, you know, can that not be life? Flying spaceships, like little nanobot kind of things, you know what I'm saying? It'd be fucking crazy. But would they be, why wouldn't they want to help you out? Why would they want to destroy you? You know, if your composition is so much different than having to live on another planet, and that's the other thing, we can only determine, or we can only think about what's habitable for us. We don't necessarily know what other molecules could make, molecules, whatever, science-y stuff, that could make, you know, a different type of being, you know. But why would it be a lizard? Well, because that's like our reference point is a lizard, so it has to be a lizard if it can do this and that, right? But I think there's a totally different situation. Like, I don't think that things look like the way we think they look. I don't think that they would necessarily come down here trying to react to like being a negative space, you know. I think they'd be more like exploratory. I feel like Star Wars would probably not happen. I mean, think about how much it would take to build a fucking Death Star. You would have to, like that, it's not going to happen tomorrow. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Do you really think that there's like gray and like, where did that come from? It had to have started from something else. Like, did somebody put a guitar pick on like a Gumby figurine in like the fucking 50s? And they're like, oh shit, aliens. You know, that's my idea of what an alien would look like. Cool, man. That's how we go with it. I do think that fucking Terminator's gonna happen and Cyberdyne is coming from somewhere. Like, have you seen those videos? I don't know if they're real, but there's videos of robots playing like tennis and like paddleball. Dude, it's incredible watching these things. If you haven't seen it, I look it up, but I don't know if it's AI or if it's like actually a robot, because I suck at telling those things. But you should look it up and see if it's, I don't know, I can't figure it out. Either way, the fact that we can either do that or pretend to do that, it's coming. And the next thing you know, you're going to be playing fucking tennis with a robot. The next best thing won't be a fucking two-wheeled scooter thingy. It'll be a robot that can do all the shit that you want to do with it, and it'll teach you and help you and whatever, you know? That's fucked up. If we let robots in, we might die. I have more trust in aliens than I do in robots to help preserve human life. Let's put it that way. Because I feel like any kind of you know, bipedal form, I guess you could say, of intelligence, and is capable of, again, going from planet to planet or potentially universe to universe. I feel like they would have a better understanding of the struggle. Whereas, you know, a fucking robot's just like, hey, I wake up, I power up, I'm good, I'm whatever, I last forever, I can get all the knowledge in the world, fuck you, I'm gonna kill you now. Like, thanks, man. Cool. Good talking to you, you know? Yeah, I would definitely have way more faith in an alien being my buddy than a fucking robot. That is absolutely for sure. But at the same time, it would be kind of cool that if an alien was like one of those little gray or green things that we think it is, you know? It would not be cool if it was the alien aliens. You know what I'm saying? Those fucking acid spitting cockroach looking lizard things. Yeah, that would not be bueno, you know? But maybe like little alien dudes that like can help, like ET. Dude, come on. Who are we kidding here? He's like your buddy, but he's like super smart. You know? And I think we would also, if we were posed with having, you know, an interaction with aliens, I think, you know how it's portrayed in the movies where, you know, humans just assume that everybody is coming to kill you, or like, that's the general gist of any of this stuff, you know, defending Earth from, you know, some kind of like war-torn thing, you know, and, or regime, I guess you should say, I'm really high. See, I like this fucking hash joint for that. It's so delicious, man. If you get a chance to try them, you should. Caramel, OZ Kush Cake. They're delicious. Well wrapped. The hash in it is delicious. Yeah. Hope you're enjoying the sesh. Hope you had a good week. Thanks for coming back. Sorry I've been away for so long. Had some shit to take care of. I'm going to talk about it probably in the next episode, I think. Yeah. But it's been a lot of shit going on. Nothing crazy, just, you know, stuff. But stuff I could talk about and tell you about. So I'm back. Yeah. It's really hard running a podcast like this on my own and, you know, trying to get something out every week, especially when you have to balance taking care of 3 kids, school, all that shit, you know, having a job. Yeah. Okay, where was I? I was talking about aliens, right? So my question is this. I pose this question to everybody. Like, do you think aliens would actually be aggressive? Or do you think that they would just kind of be like, hey, what you guys doing? You know, and figure out where each one is at. Like, I feel like the human race is just more defensive and we're stupid. Like, ultimately, we make really bad decisions to try and preserve stuff that if you just had a direct conversation about it, it would be cleared up right away instead of this like fallout of mutiny. You know what I mean? So I think that we have, since we're so like amped up and on the fence and ready to go all the time, I think that the idea that attacking aliens, we would attack back and win. I think that's just comes from the fact that like, we don't want anybody touching our stuff. You know, but aliens would notice like, oh, we have to go there to do this or get this or find out this. Like, I just feel like they're smarter than us and they know better. And they're like, there's no, if there is emotion to it, it's like a logical emotion, you know, like advanced us. But also, okay, so I watched this movie. I don't know if you've seen it. I think it's with Adam Driver. It's called 65, I think. So the premise is that this human living in space on some planet, I don't remember, it tells you. I'll try not to spoil this. So he's like a delivery driver of humans. He goes and like saves people and brings them back to whatever planet they live on, right? The idea behind the movie is that as a space traveler, as a shuttle driver, he's moving a couple people. And it turns out that they crash on Earth. So the concept is pretty much that humans populated Earth and that we are the alien life, right? It was a really cool movie. I suggest you watch it. That's all I'm going to tell you about it because I don't want to spoil it, but it is actually really good, and Adam Driver is excellent in it. So yeah, it's got a lot of good stuff. If you like action, adventure, you know, a little drama, whatever. It's delicious. It's delicious. The movie is delicious. I'm an idiot. I'm also super high. But like, I thought about that too before. Is it possible? Is it in any way possible? Because if you think about it, we've lost a lot of, you know, historical knowledge and engineering and know-how because of different events that have happened that, you know, whether they were man-made or Mother Nature, whatever, that has destroyed that stuff. And as population gets bigger, it's like, you know, playing a big game of telephone. So the information gets, you know, sort of added to and taken away from and manipulated in certain ways as it goes out. But where was I going with that? See, I'm in orbit, baby. Okay, what was I saying? I totally lost it. Oh, wow, Justin. I'm going to have a little drink of water and see if it comes back to me. I don't think it will. I think it's gone. Okay, two drinks. Give me a little time. I do not remember what I was talking about. Wow. That's the thing about indicas with me. They've started to shut my brain off, like, pretty well, even in the middle of the conversation. Okay. That's what I was talking about. Us being the aliens. Like, I can buy into that fact even easier than... I can buy into that fact. You know, I could see... Like, it... Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Jesus, way to go, Justin. How do we know that we're not the people that populated Earth from another planet? How do we know that we're not the aliens? Because we've lost so much historical knowledge in, like I said, fires and whatever, you know, traumatic events that destroyed things, destroyed knowledge from previous generations, right? So we sort of have to like keep making it up as we go along. So how do we know that we weren't those people, that we aren't the aliens that have populated Earth, and now there's something else, or like maybe not everybody got to Earth, you know what I mean? Like maybe they shot them out to all different planets that might be habitable. So like there's all these people different places, so they evolve differently. I don't know. But what if that's the case? Because if that's the case, then we've gotten dumber as a society. For sure. If we started from coming to another planet and rebuilding, man, we made ourselves dum-dums. I don't know if I buy into that though. I feel like it could be a possibility that not like as a human, obviously. But, you know, from whatever our origins of tadpole is or like sperm, you know, it could be that something seeded the planet with us, you know. Something seeded it outside of just like whatever the Big Bang may have been or whatever, you know. That's a crazy thought to have too. Like the idea that the Big Bang just produced us as humans were the only things that, you know, can live on a planet. I don't know. It just seems very, not self-conscious. Jesus, I just got to the bottom of this and I hit the hash and now my brain's gone blech. How many people do you think that aliens will be aggressive when they come? And how many people do you think... I don't know if I believe in abductions. Do you believe in abductions? I mean, there's shit that I can't explain. But I don't know if I've ever been convinced of some kind of abduction. The story is never, you know, right. You know what I'm saying? The story always has some kind of, like, weird thing, you know? Like, I was talking to somebody the other day about ghosts, okay? And I've witnessed my share of, like, weird shit, too. But I also have this side of me that thinks like this. Okay, if you're a ghost, you're... Like, I can go through you if I want to, right? Like, no problem. Whoop, through you. And then people say, like, oh, like, it'll, you know, take your breath away or, like, strangle you or this or that. And I'm thinking to myself, like, how? How can it strangle me? Like, if that's happening, it means that I'm having a panic attack because I worked myself up mentally to believe that this is the case, that this thing has got a hold of me. But really, I'm just having a panic attack and I should go outside and then throw up and then do this again, knowing that I'm fine, you know? Also, if there's, okay, so like the thing we're talking about was the time that her door was like slammed on and then they go out and there's nothing there. You can't see anything and there's no like way to run away that fast based on where they were to opening the door. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty freaky. But I think about it. Say that thing knocked and got in, right? And it's like you can't see it because it's transparent. And then all of a sudden it just starts opening fucking cupboard doors and stuff like that. Like, that's the best you got, man? That's what you're gonna do? You're gonna fucking try and open cupboard doors and whip my plates around? Like, you owe me money, bitch. You're just throwing shit on the floor. Why? Why are you doing that? You're making a mess to try and be intimidating. But what are you gonna do? Hit me? You can't hit me. You gotta throw a chair at me. And guess what? I'll just move to the left, baby. You're a ghost. We get, oh, it's cold now. Fuck off. Just walk two steps to the right. You're fine. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah, but what about when they throw the plates at you? Well, just duck. Like, move out of the way. You know, it's not the same as a dude coming at you. Like, I don't know, man. I just don't buy it. Oh, it's going to push me? No, if I can't push it, how is it going to hit me? Like, if anything, it'll go through me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I also believe in aliens, or the idea of there being aliens, I guess. More so than I believe in, like, ghosts and stuff. But I do believe that there is, like, a spiritual plane that stuff, that things happen on that aren't necessarily explainable by, you know, regular science. Or the science that we know anyway, you know? I feel like there's more to life than just the basic guidelines that we follow or we've been told to follow. And I'm not trying to come up with some conspiracy theory about anything. I just mean that, like, logically, right? If you've been taught to learn, which that's basically what school is all the way through till university, it's teaching you how to learn, right? So if you can look logically at a situation and you can't come up with one finite, absolute explanation, then there's got to be something else going on, right? And I don't mean you, I mean like the general you. Like, if people know how to figure this out, then that person knows and they still can't explain it, then maybe there's something else happening, right? But do I think there's little green alien men? No, I don't think so. I think that there's something greater than that. And I'd be really surprised if a spaceship landed and a fucking crocodile got off it and started telling us how to live. Or like a gecko. You know? An 8-foot gecko. Okay, humans, guess what we're doing today? Gecko work. Like, what does that mean? We gotta go collect peaches? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I feel like if aliens were to interact with the human species, they would talk to leadership, and they would only deal with leadership, and they wouldn't necessarily show themselves because of the general panic that the general public would have based on seeing something that they couldn't comprehend. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. I like everything about a green alien idea. Like, in a movie, sure, do it up, you know? Make it what it is, but yeah, I don't necessarily believe that if we were to ever meet alien life in real life, I don't think it would look like that. And again, I have never been abducted. And again, I don't know that I believe in abduction because, well, mostly just because I don't necessarily believe everything I hear. I have to see it to fully believe it. Because if I'm not there, I have this theory about everything. If I'm not there, I can't say 100% unless there is 100% undeniable proof that something happened or did somebody did something, anything like that, right? Okay? So in the case of aliens and being abducted, I don't know. It might have happened. It might not have, but it seems highly unlikely to me that they would pick up a human driving down the road just for shits and giggles. Like, that's a long way to go. Even as an alien, I would imagine that there's some system of payment or, like, exchange that has to happen in order for you to travel the galaxy to study the human race. So picking up a family of four in a car in Iowa is not necessarily what I would consider to be, like, top investment moves by them, you know, especially if they plan to come back. I like the other idea, too, that aliens like that, like gray aliens and green aliens, or gray aliens, I guess, are, like, advanced us, you know? They're our evolution in the future coming back to us to be like, hey guys, stop it. But like, why would they crash so much? You know what I mean? Like, if they are always crashing and nobody's actually like photographing an alien walk into like a government facility after, like, or even like the White House, like it lands the flying saucer on the White House lawn and then just walks in, then you could be like, oh, okay, there's aliens. But until you see that, you can't be sure, because number one, how come every one of them crashes? That would mean to me that they'd have to be in like the early developmental stages. Like, those aliens that they're sending are like the monkeys and dogs that we send into space. I'm serious. Like, that's their monkeys. So who knows what the people that are sending the monkeys look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, that means that those are expendable, because there have been so many unexplainable crashes and things that why would that not be the case? You know? Not all of these ones can, like, there's too many. I feel like there's more alien space or UFO crashes than there are, like, regular airplane crashes a year. Especially now, you know? But yeah, I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get how you don't believe that, that there can't be other life in the universe. Like, we just, when you think about it, and you put, like, a little bit of logic on it, right? You go, okay. If we spawned, take it either direction. If we spawned from God, or whatever your religious figure is, right? That person that made human beings, or whatever. So, if we spawned from that, okay? Or, if evolution took place, you would have to think that, like, if there was one individual person or God that put life on Earth, right? Then why would he not, if he had the capability of doing that, he'd have the capability of doing it on other planets in different places, right? So if you look at the overall universe as like a garden, and we're just like a tiny little dirt molecule in the left-hand corner, you know, it would be like, there could be a bunch of little things like that all over the place. And like, there's one controlling guy, like there is a God. So you could believe that, you could see that. I don't know. I could see that. Just saying. You think about it. All religion essentially comes down to treat everybody equally, you know, and be nice. Basically, that's, I'm assuming what most, I haven't read a lot, but I'm assuming that's what most religion is about, you know? So why would it not make sense that if there was a God that put us here to do that, there would be, that same God would put, you know, another group over here to see how they evolved and changed after their, you know, insemination, basically. Right? And then on the other hand of that, you have evolution. So if you have one, it's the perfect event for, you know, our type of life to go, if it's from the Big Bang and blah, 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 whatever happens, right? So you go with evolution, and the idea that we spawned from like a tadpole-like thing and moved into being humans, or like how we are now, right? You would have to think that if that combination could happen for this to happen in a different universe or even like a different whatever galaxy, I don't know how it's worked out, but a different system, right? You should be able to find something else that may have produced life like that. Maybe not in the exact same combination of things to make it like us, but something that could be different that we can't even fathom because we don't know about it because we only know what's on our planet. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about aliens. I feel like I really want to see an alien. A part of me is honestly terrified to have that happen because what if I'm wrong? What if they're not all like, hey, bro, what's up? Just wanted to let you know, like, if you do these few things, like, everything gets awesome, you know? Like, nice to meet you. We're here to help you out. My name's Joe, you know? As opposed to, I don't know, the fucking death march of intergalactic warfare. They just come in, move it. I'm here to eat human heads and brains. Yeah, that'd be horrible. Yeah, I'd be on this. I think more that they're less violent and more, you know what? Maybe they're less violent, but they're more like psychologically manipulative. That's possible. I think that's more possible. I think our thought is always the, you know, physical violence. Whereas if you're able again to come across galaxies, to visit the planet, to take a sample of dirt and four, you know, a family of four away, you'd want to make it worth your while. And you should be able to, at that point, manipulate a lot of different things. Because you're sucking up a car like a vacuum with no air. Like, makes no sense, you know? So, yeah. I feel like we have a funny read on. It tells us a lot about, like, our social structure, really. Because anything that threatens us, we automatically think, kick its ass, you know? Like, let's beat the shit out of it. Sure, man. Sounds like a great idea. Until it kicks back, and then your face is all the way on the other wall, like. That's why the best saying I ever heard was, I was hot-headed. And one of my bosses once said, he goes, hey, Justin, you know, you catch more bees with honey. I was like, fuck, you're right. And so I tried to relax from there. But I didn't truly relax until I left that job. But again, if aliens had come down, I would have had access to a front-end loader that I could have protected myself with if they were here to murder us. Because I'd rather go out mowing over a toe, if it's a giant, than just getting, like, zapped and sucked into, like, egg pods and some kind of organic or metal, who cares, whatever, some kind of spaceship. No thank you. So unless they could find out a way to make it so that I don't need the defibrillator and I'm perfectly healthy, then I'm on your ship, like, in 10 seconds, like, yep, let's go, where are we going now, you know? I'm in. So that's my thoughts for the week, or thoughts off the stem for this week. I wonder what aliens are like. I'm sure those Mexican aliens that are they were from where? Peru? Pisco? I don't know. I can find out. But anyway, yeah, so these mummified aliens that, these UFO, what do they call themselves? Self-proclaimed ufologists and a couple scientists unveiled down in Mexico. They don't necessarily look real to me. I'm telling you. Have a look yourself. I'll put the article up on toss420.com. And thanks for joining me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead. Hope you come back next week. On Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Pandora. I'm on Pandora. That's awesome, I guess. I don't know. Wherever you get a podcast. That's right. It's out there, baby. And don't forget to check out toss420.com. You can listen to all the episodes. It has links there and everything, too. And you can look at past weed facts and dude for real facts. Some of those are fun. Yeah. Until next time, my joint's done and I'm super high. The student glass is awesome. It's my favorite thing. I'm telling you, if you smoke concentrates, it's worth the investment. There is no bad hit from that. I'm telling you. And on top of that, you don't need very much because of, like, how it's designed. It's amazing. So you don't need very much. And especially if you smoke it on your own, And when you do smoke it, you tend to be good for like a few hours, like a lot longer, you know? So yeah, I highly recommend it. That's right. So hope you come back next week with me, Justin Broning, your friendly neighborhood pothead. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby. Yeah, I don't know why.